Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Ireland, according to the report out today, by the way, Ireland is one of the most optimistic countries in Europe. We are the most optimistic country. Just under half of Irish respondents to the latest quality of life survey by Euro found said they feel optimistic about the future, with 15% percentage points higher than the European average. Do you believe we're an optimistic society, or do you believe we're a pessimistic society? I would have said we were pessimistic, actually. Let me know what you think. Are you optimistic? And what are you optimistic about? Or are you pessimistic about the future in Ireland, particularly with a new government being formed today, or this evening, and tomorrow probably, between the 2 days? Are you optimistic about the next 5 years? Right, optimism, pessimism. Derry-Anne, hi, how are you? Are you optimistic, Derry-Anne?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Well, I kind of have to train myself to be, yeah, because otherwise I've learned in life, if you're not, you just go down a hole and it's very hard to come back out of it.
Are you surprised to hear, according to a survey, I don't know who does these bloody surveys, Ireland was the most optimistic country in Europe?
Yeah, I could believe that.
How? Everyone I talked to is giving out. Maybe that's just because of the nature of my job. but everyone I talk to gives out.
I just think, I actually do believe that people I talk to, I avoid the naysayers because they drive me mad. So, I try to surround myself with positive people because otherwise I get pulled down. And believe me, in my life, I have been pulled down. So when you go down so far, you know, you realise that the way to come back up and out is to see, you know, the sun shining. And, like, if you look, say, at what's going on in LA, and then you say, well, God, we're lucky here. We've been complaining about the cold for the last week or two. But really and truly, you know, we're very lucky. And that doesn't mean I've loads of money or anything near it. But yeah,
so you're saying we're lucky in comparison to the, you know, other countries and what's happening there, like where there's wars or bad weather or natural disasters or...
Yeah, but I also think that Irish people, because of our history going back...
We're a bit downtrodden, aren't we?
We have been, definitely. But I like, even there, listening earlier to the news, the Irish people are going up for IFTAs and BAFTAs and the whole shebang. I mean, you know, that actually gives all of us a lease of life. All the people that went to the Olympics, that came home with medals, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right. Those things do work. I remember, if I go right back, to the, I don't know when it was, I'm not a football fan, but when Ireland were in the World Cup and Ireland were in the Euro Championships.
Oh,
and, they were great times. And it did lift the country. Yeah. I know those things do lift the country. They lift the spirits of everybody, don't they?
Yeah, they do, because you see, collective, when it's proven that we need community, we need people to, for part of our, not just mental health, but for our spiritual and just normal mental health, we do need, and we need that optimism. I can't even say the word. And I just believe that as an Irish nation who travelled across the world, and you know, I talk about the sun in America and all that. Any time I've been out there, he was involved with, well, he is with Gav, because he resurrected a few clubs that had closed down and blah, blah, blah. Now his daughter plays for San Fran in the under 12s or 13s or something. And I've gone to some of those tournaments that she's been involved in. And when I see those Irish people who came from here, and they light up a globe with the fun and laughter and how, but the thing is, they look after one another. That I think is great. There is that spirit of uplifting one another. But I do believe, I actually believe it's the only way forward, you know.
Okay, well, so you think we're optimistic, but mind you, maybe it's the job I'm in, because obviously, you know, my job is to listen to people giving out. So maybe I hear more negative stuff and, you know, pessimistic people.
Yeah, I know you do.
Are you optimistic about the next 5 years? So we've a government being formed, you know, this evening and tomorrow. Are you optimistic about the next 5 years?
Well, listening to a guy on your news, I don't know who he was, but he said if they even put through half of what they've put forward, the Irish people are in for a good 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Micheál Martin most likely being the Taoiseach, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God bless him. Oh, I know, I know. And Micheál, God bless him, he brought in the smoking ban.
Oh, he did, yeah. Is that his claim to fame, is it the smoking ban?
Yeah.
He'll always be remembered for the smoking ban. You know what? Micheál, he's a nice guy, right?
But he is.
But yeah, but that's all. To me, that's all he is. He's just a nice guy. I don't know if he's a good decision maker or not. I don't know. Some people believe he is. Some people believe he's not. Anyway, hang on. Let me go to Pauline. Let's not get too involved in that topic because I don't have time for it. Pauline, hi.
Hi, now. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Derianne believes she understands why Ireland would be voted the most optimistic country in Europe. Are you optimistic?
No, not with the same government going back in again. I mean, people must be either off their rockers or delusional. They're after putting the same people back in.
And we've Stockholm syndrome.
Well, we've had, it is Stockholm syndrome. Either that or they've lost hope. They've given up on life. They didn't care. They've put the same people back in who've put us through the last 5 or 6 years of absolute, I don't know what you'd call it. You have the World Economic Forum, the EU telling us how to live. They're controlling our government and our governments are obeying them. And they put them straight back in, losing more and more rights. Now, can I just make one comment on your last vote or your last topic? Would the men in Ireland ever stop wearing the contraceptive suits, the track suits that they're wearing? I don't know when I last looked at a bloke or a man in a pair of jeans and a nice white shirt and thought, he's handsome. They're like Teletubbies going around in black and grey.
The contraceptive suits. Is that what you call
it? I think they are contraceptive suits. That's what I think they are.
Yeah.
And I just wish that the men in Ireland would put back on the jeans and the lovely white shirts and look well and good about themselves again. I do think they're contraceptives on legs.
Yeah, I have to be honest, Pauline, I wouldn't be in that category. I always wear a pair of jeans, usually a white or blue shirt and a jacket.
Lovely.
Yeah, every day.
It's terrible to see. It's actually depressing. I don't even know from that perspective how people could be uplifted or pessimistic. They're like Undertaker Teletubbers.
They're those kind of stretchy shirts. Yeah, you know those. Yeah, I know the ones you're talking about. Yeah. Anyway, Pauline, but I mean, I think part of the reason, ladies, too, while I believe we're pessimistic sometimes is just the weather. I think it's depressing.
That's why I wonder why so many people, I don't know how they even found us on the map, arrived here. To live in this kind of weather, 9 months, 3 months of Christmas mixed in with Halloween, 9 months of winter, and now we have the clouds being seeded and a mist and fog, all man-made, and that woman who was on a minute.
That's not all man-made, Pauline. Now, I know there has been suggestions of this in the United States, cloud seeding, and I've read about the cloud seeding, but it's not the weather's not all man-made.
Most
of the weather is natural, Pauline. Weather is weather. By the way, the climate in Ireland hasn't changed, as far as I'm concerned, since I was a young fella.
Well, I remember summers when the sun was nearly still shining.
That's because you were a kid.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the weather years ago. Although they're able to do this kind of malarkey since the end of the Second World War, they were able to see the clouds. They're able to do amazing things.
I've seen that in some of the deserts in America and places like that. I've seen them doing stuff like that. What's the stuff they put into the clouds that they can put into the clouds that I can't remember the name of it now. It allegedly makes it rain anyway, or makes the clouds form bigger. Anyway, we're going down a rabbit hole. Joe, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, not too bad. Good evening, Niall. How are you doing?
Good. Joe, you've been listening to Pauline there. She says she doesn't know how people can be optimistic, you know, voting in the same bunch of people that they voted in the last time. Generally speaking, Joe, do you think Irish people are optimistic?
I think Irish people are a bunch of morons with respect.
Jeez, you're one of them, Joe.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. I'm one of them as well, of course. But, with respect, Niall, I think the problem with Irish people nowadays is that, and as Pauline and as you said yourself, there is Stockholm syndrome going on in the brain cell, or else too many of those jabs got into the brain cell and they don't know whether they're coming or going, you know? We are too optimistic, and that's the problem in this country. We take everything for granted, that everything is lovely and rosy in the garden. And I can understand that people want everything to go well, but sadly, that's not going to be the case for a very long time. In fact, I don't even think we'll ever get back to a sense of rose gardens ever again in this country.
There you go, Derry Annie. You listen to Joe and Pauline here. They're very pessimistic.
Well, I'll tell you something. Now, the pair of them put years on me. If your life gets to the stage where mine did, where I was homeless, where I lived in a mobile for a year, where I spent night in Father McFerry, whatever you call it, hostel, like up and down every road possible. I'm not the only one. I can tell you every day that I get up now, I appreciate having a home around me. I appreciate being able to adopt two rescue dogs a week tomorrow.
Hold on a sec. You made your points clear, and I respect that. But what about the ordinary people in this country who have major financial issues? What about those people? What about people who can't even get a home?
Joe, I don't think Derry Ann is Rothschild by any stretch of the imagination. You know what I mean?
Go on. Do you want to hear what I live on? The pension. I had to leave jobs without pensions because of the way my life went with marriage breakup.
But didn't you say, hold on a sec now, didn't you say one night that you worked with Aer Lingus, didn't you?
Yes, you lived a great life.
You were one of the
champions. That was a long time ago, Joe.
You see, this is why I stay away from negative people like you.
Don't be all fighting. Come across as one. You think you're Mrs. Bouquet, but you're
Mrs. Bouquet.
On your bike, lady. On your bike.
Sorry, Darian. Darian, Mrs. Bouquet. You can respond to Mrs. Bouquet, Hyacinth Bouquet.
I love Mrs. Bouquet. So that's why I was out doing that tonight at a job.
Let her answer you. Come on.
Come here, Joe.
Yeah.
Why do you feel you have to
give
put me down and you have to say that I am this, that, and the other? Well, you have no idea who I am. I dare you walk 3 miles in my moccasins and then come back and tell me.
Okay, now stop fighting. That's it. Stop fighting. I'm insisting that we all stop fighting with each other. We're all good people and nice people. So stop fighting with each other. Joe, give me one more reason why you believe Irish people are so pessimistic.
Well, I think they believe everything they hear off the media, and when it comes to certain successes, like you have with all these so-called actors going for gold medals or whatever, Oscars, and they think they're going to clean the sweeps, and they ended up only luckily to get one. If they're lucky, you know. I think Irish people are just brain dead morons in Ireland. That's the way it is. And that is my talk on the matter, I'm afraid.
Thank you, Joe, for your talk on the matter. Pauline, for your talk on the matter, and Darian, for your talk on the matter too. Listen, I have to wrap it up. We'll do that again in the night. We didn't have much time to do it.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.